Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, last of four, Marlins National, Straley versus Roark. The Marlins 53-59, the Nationals 67-45. A win for the Marlins would have meant a split in the four-game series at Nationals Park. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a 2-5 road trip ends with a heartbreaking 3-2 loss in Washington. Tie game into the eighth inning. Brian Goodwin gives the Nationals the lead with a home run. And then Andrew Stevenson, a defensive replacement, saves the game with a diving catch, robbing D. Gordon of extra bases in the game-tying RBI, robbing Stanton of an at-bat in the ninth inning with a chance to put Miami in front. Nationals hold Miami off and win this one 3-2. Dan Straley in search of his first win since his final start before the All-Star break tonight, matched up with Tanner Roark in the final game of this four-game series. We were scoreless into the third inning when D. Gordon led off with a single, bringing Giancarlo Stanton to the plate. Nobody in baseball hotter right now than Giancarlo. Outfield is straight away and deep against Stanton. There goes the runner. The 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left. Back goes Adam Lind at the wall. Goodbye! Giancarlo with his 39th of the season. And the Marlins grab a 2-0 lead in the top of the third. 422 feet on Stanton's sixth home run in seven games on this road trip. What a remarkable role he's been on. And if you go all the way back to July 5th, when we were in St. Louis a little bit over a month ago, that's when this recent tear really began for Stanton. If you go back to July 5th, he now has 18 homers and 35 runs batted in over his last 30 games, including that two-run home run tonight. Now, Dan Straley made that 2-0 lead stand up into inning number six. Through five, he'd retired 15 of the 16 men he faced in the game. The only man to reach against was Matt Wieters with a leadoff single in the third inning. But then Straley set down nine in a row before Adrian Sanchez started the sixth with a double. He went to third base on a Tanner Roark sack bunt. So the Nats down by a couple. Had a man at third. Back to the top of the order for Brian Goodwin.
The pitch. Grounded. Pass Gordon out into right field and a base hit and a run batted in for Brian Goodwin. And the Nationals are on the scoreboard. It's a 2-1 game.
Goodwin then stole second base. He stayed at second. Wilmer Defoe hit a fly ball to center for out number two in the sixth inning. And then it came down to a very intriguing question for Don Mattingly. Would you rather have the right-hander Dan Straley pitch to Bryce Harper with the go-ahead man at second base and two outs? Harper, the lefty hitter who he's handled. Harper was just 1-for-10 all time against Straley. Or do you go righty versus righty and pitch to Ryan Zimmerman, who had the big game, four hits, two home runs, five RBIs last night? Well, the decision was made they would go after Bryce Harper, and on Straley's very first pitch, Harper evened the score.
And Straley delivers, and Harper swings and drives a ball hard and deep to right. This is going to be off the top of the wall. The game is tied, and Harper's in at second with a double.
Pitch was down out of the strike zone, but Harper went down and he got it. He golfed that double off the wall and right, and we were all even at 2-2. After Ryan Zimmerman walked, Straley pulled from the game. Harlan Garcia came on, got Daniel Murphy, a bounce to shortstop, but it was a 2-2 game as we headed to the seventh. Straley done after 5 2/3, four hits, two runs. He walked one, struck out a couple. 89 pitches, 54 strikes. A no decision for Dan. A no decision also for the Nationals starter, Tanner Roark. He pitched six, four hits, two runs. He walked five, one intentionally, struck out four, allowed the Stanton homer. He threw 107 pitches, 68 strikes. This game was going to come down to the bullpens, and the Nats with that revamped bullpen had Kinstler, Madsen, and Doolittle in line for the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. Madsen, after Kinstler pitched a scoreless seventh, struck out a couple in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. And in the bottom of the eighth, with Junichi Tozawa on to pitch for Miami, looking to protect a 2-2 game, Brian Goodwin led off for the Nationals. 1-0 pitch to Goodwin is hit high and deep to right toward the corner. Stanton back at the wall, and Goodwin has given the Nationals the lead in the eighth. A solo home run, his 13th of the season. And the Nats lead it for the first time all night, 3-2. It was all Goodwin tonight. He singled home the first Nationals run in the sixth inning. He scored their second run. Then he homered for their third run. 3-2 Nats in the eighth. So Sean Doolittle came on for the ninth, looking to protect the one-run lead. With one out, Miguel Rojas doubled to left field, so the Marlins had the tying man at second. And a couple of cracks at Doolittle in the ninth inning, but pinch hitter JT Realmuto grounded to second base for the second out. Rojas advanced to third. Tying man 90 feet away, two outs, top of the ninth. Doolittle facing D. Gordon.
Here's the 2-2. A swing and a line drive down the left field line. Diving for it is the left fielder Stevenson. He made a wonderful layout diving catch to end the ball game. Wow. Oh, so close to tying this game up. A line drive down toward that left field line that Stevenson caught by laying out and diving for the ball.
It wasn't a similar play, but it certainly brought to mind the diving catch Steven Souza Jr. made in this ballpark as a defensive replacement against the Marlins on the last day of 2014 to save the Jordan Zimmermann no-hitter, robbing Christian Yelich of extra bases. Again, not the same kind of catch necessarily. Souza was going back toward the outfield wall when he dove and made the catch. In this instance, Stevenson was diving toward the left field foul line, but he'd come on as a pinch runner for Adam Lind, stayed in for defense, and he saved the game with that catch. That is the move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Nats win it 3-2 tonight for Washington. Three runs, seven hits, no errors, four men left. For the Marlins, two runs, six hits, no errors. They leave eight. Ryan Mattson, the winner out of the bullpen, 2-0 as a National, 2-4 overall this year. Junichi Tozawa allowed the Goodwin home run that decided the game. He's the loser, 1-2. For Sean Doolittle, his seventh save as a Nat, his 10th overall in 2017. Time of the game, 2 hours, 51 minutes. And we played this one in front of 23,904 in D.C. The Nationals, with the victory, are 23 games over 500 for the first time this year. They're 68-45, a new high watermark for the year. They go 15 up in the division for the first time this year, a new high watermark for the year. The Nats improved to 32-23 here at Nats Park, where they still have five more games on this homestand coming up, three against the Giants beginning tomorrow night, and then two against the Angels. As for the Marlins, well, they go 2-5 on the road trip to Atlanta and Washington, 1-2 against the Braves, 1-3 against the Nats. The Marlins drop to 53-60. Miami now 26-32 on the road. And again, the Marlins, a second-place team in the NL East, but they have fallen 15 behind the first-place Nats and now have a magic number of 35 to win the division.
Nats over the Marlins late on Thursday. Marlins return home tonight to take on the Rockies at 7:10. Fish family members, if you missed it last night, your bonus code, two words now, the district. The district is the Fish family bonus code this morning. Again, Marlins open up a homestand tonight, 7:10 against the Rockies. Urania versus Gray will be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we invite you to join us along the Marlins Radio Network.